This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The Association for Computing Machinery recently named University of Tennessee professor Jack Dongera as the winner of the 2021 Turing Award, which is often referred to as the Nobel Prize of Computing and named for Alan Turing, a British mathematician who articulated the foundations and limits of computing. Dongera is UT's Distinguished Professor of Computer Science, and he holds appointments with Oak Ridge National Laboratory and the University of Manchester. He spoke with us about his career, the development of supercomputers, and what it means to receive such a prestigious award in his field.
The group is called the Innovative Computing Lab here since 1989. And again, the work is developing numerical methods for solving common problems that occur in computational science. So today, science is driven by simulation. You know, we have big computers. The lab, Oak Ridge National Lab, has one of the biggest computers, and they're about to have the biggest computer. And science today is really pushed forward through the use of those computers to do simulation. So part of the work that we do, that I've been involved in, has been to develop methods, algorithms, and software that work on those big computers, those supercomputers, as they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you've been working on your whole career, the mathematics that underlie all of this computation?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So over the past, when I received my PhD, even before that, I was working on these methods and algorithms that would be used in scientific computations, devoting efforts to make them run on the fastest computers. So understand that, back 50 years ago, the computers were not quite like they are today, very simple computers back 50 years ago, and they've changed quite a bit over time. And that provides a mechanism for us to adapt the algorithms and the methods and the software to meet the new computers as they come up. So I had many mentors over the years, and one of the mentors was a guy who was from the UK. He worked with Alan Turing, and he did his calculations initially on a handheld calculator. So he didn't do them by hand, but a handheld calculator.
Wow.
These
okay.
were calculators that can add and multiply numbers with a lot of digits. They weren't like our sophisticated calculators that we have today. They're hand-cranked calculators. So you would input a set of numbers, and then you would crank them a number of times to do the multiplication, and then you would get the results. They would have room full of people doing that kind of calculation for certain things. I'm always concerned about the accuracy and how many mistakes were made in entering numbers and reading numbers out from that kind of thing is just a little frightening today. So so we hope we get it right when we're designing something that's critical in this way.
The evolution of computation has allowed some of those early mistakes to be ironed out, right?
Well, we hope, and one thing, we want to do in any kind of computer is have a sense of what the solution looks like. Right, have a sense of it, and then have some way to check to see that, in fact, it's not misleading you. It's not giving you the wrong answer. So, the computer that's going in at Oak Ridge is an exascale computer. Exa is 10 to the 18, so it can do 10 to the 18 operations per second. 10 to the 18 is a billion operations per second. There are 31 million seconds in a year. If you were to do one operation per second, it would take you on the order of 30 billion years to do what that computer can do in 1 second. It's a staggering amount of computational power that's there. We got a billion calculations going on per second here, yeah. Right? And you want to be sure that one of those calculations doesn't go wrong. So we do have checks. We have a sense of how we're computing things. A new computer being brought up has many problems associated with it, and they often don't get the right answer.
You described a room full of people who were hand-cranking machines. I'm wondering, as the computational power has grown exponentially over the years, has the number of people also grown, or has it shrunk?
Well, depends how we look at this. I would say, the people who were doing the hand cranking, we don't have those people today, right? So that's not the case. But we have, you know, thousands of people using these computers and many people designing programs that can effectively drive these computers. I can't take my program that I wrote for my laptop and expect it to run very well on this computer, this exascale computer. These computers are sophisticated. They have millions of processors in them, and they have things called accelerators, which help boost the performance for certain kinds of computations. And it requires us to rewrite many of the applications and the software so it can effectively use and be driven by this computer. So there's many people involved in that process. I work on a program for the Department of Energy called the Exascale Computing Program, and that program is putting in place three of these exascale machines, three of them. Oak Ridge is one of them. There's another machine going into Argonne National Lab outside of Chicago, and another going into Lawrence Livermore National Lab. $600 million each, so that's $1.8 billion for the computers, and that's just the hardware. And then there's another $1.8 billion going into developing the applications, the software, the methods that will be deployed on these computers. So that's a project that's gone on for the last maybe 5 years. We have two more years of that program. And at the end of that, we will have stood up three large computers and have the applications and software designed and running on those machines. And that project has thousands of people involved. So that's an enormous project. It's going to help Department of Energy push back, again, on the frontiers of science for the things that are important to the Department of Energy.
You mentioned Alan Turing, who described how computing happens.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to get this prize?
So the prize has been given out to about 70 people since it started. It's given out to people in the area of computer science. And these are leaders in the field, and they've worked in many different areas of computer science, developing programming languages, developing techniques that are used, developing algorithms and hardware to propel computing forward. The previous winners of this prize, I have their books on my bookshelf. I studied them when I was in school. I use their algorithms and theorems in my work today. They have made really major contributions to the area and have had a significant impact. And to be given this award humbles me, I have to say, knowing what great things that those leaders have done. So I can only hope that I could follow in their footsteps, become a mentor to the next generation of computer scientists, and help them move things forward. So it's a tremendous honor. I hope I can help the area and the community by pushing forward ideas and methods in the area of computational science. The award has only been given to three other computational computer scientists in the past.
Oh, really?
I'm the third.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, again, computer science is a broad area, and the use of it for doing computing is just a small piece of that. So there's a whole theory that goes along with computing, and all sorts of great ideas were developed over the past time since 1966, and in that time, three people in the area of computing have received it.
It sounds like you already are a mentor. You describe pushing science forward. I think of science as diplomacy. It's able to bring people together from countries that don't get along very well, but science moves forward, humanity moves forward.
That's one of the great things that I feel that I've been involved in and have contributed to is that international community. So I have many colleagues all over the world who get together and describe and discuss things. Over the past 2 years, we haven't done much of that because of the pandemic, but I'm looking forward to engaging in just that kind of activity again in the near future. We have a meeting coming up in Germany, and I'll get together with my colleagues from Europe and from Japan and China. We'll get an opportunity to share things and set out a course, basically a roadmap, on where computing should go into the future.
Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Jack Dongera is UT's Distinguished Professor of Computer Science and winner of the 2021 Association for Computing Machinery's AM Turing Award. He'll formally receive the award in June. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.